From WOSU Public Media in Columbus, Ohio, this is Classical 101's Opera Abbreviated. I'm your host, Christopher Purdy. Have you ever fallen in love with the wrong person? Have you ever fallen in love with the right person and been attracted to the wrong person? I'm Christopher Purdy for Classical 101's Opera Abbreviated, and here's the deal. Mozart wrote an opera with Lorenzo da Ponte in 1790 called Così fan tutte. Let's start with that title. It's hard to translate. That's what everyone does, that's what they all do, and somewhat inaccurately, women are like that, which you wouldn't dare to use today. The opera is sung in Italian because in Mozart's day, Italian was the preferred language for the higher classes of the stage. Mozart was not Italian. Lorenzo da Ponte was, and more on him anon. The opera takes place in Naples around 1790 or today. Ferrando and Guglielmo are two studly young soldiers in love with, respectively, sisters, Fiordiligi and Dorabella. While hanging out, knocking back a few, the boys get into a quarrel with a cynical old guy named Don Alfonso. He bets that neither of their two ladies could remain faithful. Women don't remain faithful. They're too flighty and too easily attracted to male pulchritude. Fidelity is a thing of the past. The boys take the bet, and then we meet the sisters, who are swooning over their boyfriends. But alas, Ferrando and Guglielmo are called off to war. They bid their lovelies a sweet farewell. Don Alfonso tries not to laugh at this charade, but this farewell trio hints at the love and sorrow to come. Ferrando and Guglielmo are not going to war. They return to their ladies disguised as Albanians. Mozart and da Ponte had probably never heard of Albania, but who cares? This is opera. The men are completely disguised and begin to pursue the sisters. Ferrando, who loves Dorabella, pursues Fiordiligi. Dorabella is pursued by the Albanian Guglielmo. All you have to remember is that the Albanians are going after each other's girlfriend. These operas often have a saucy lady's maid who is smarter than anyone else on stage. Here, she's called Despina. She's the adorable soubrette who rules the roost. She thinks pining away over absent boyfriends is a waste of time. The best solution is just to get a new boyfriend. Despina is, of course, in cahoots with Don Alfonso. She's on board with getting her ladies to give in to these visiting strangers, meaning that one sister will hook up with the other sister's fella. Get it? The Albanians are heartbroken at being rejected and swallow poison, but have no fear. Despina, disguised as Dr. Fatalis, runs in and with the help of a large magnet, sucks out the poison. The boys begin to recover, each in the arms of the other's lady. If you're keeping score, Fiordiligi, who loves Guglielmo, is beginning to fall for Ferrando, who she thinks is a bizarre Albanian. Dolabella, devoted to Ferrando, is developing an itch for Guglielmo. The couples switch. After all, their lovers are at war. There's no harm in flirting with these passionate gentlemen, is there? A pause. I think Così fan tutte is a perfect opera. Nowhere else do you find comedy and disappointment so well meshed. You can hear in Mozart's music the randiness of the fellas, the bite of Despina, and the love, passion, and confusion of Dolabella and Fiordiligi. What began as a comedy takes on shadows. The women begin to give way to their new suitors, and this troubles them deeply. Fiordiligi is heartsick that she's falling in love with another man, and Dolabella, the high-spirited sister, finds her Albanian hard to resist. Alfonso's wager begins to seem cruel, but passion of the moment wins and a wedding is hastily planned. The notary arrives, again Despina in disguise, and Fiordiligi and Dolabella become Mrs. Albanians. But what's this? The war is won and the troops come home. Our Albanians come back as Ferrando and Guglielmo. The wedding, presided over by Despina, convinces the sisters that they have married two Albanians. And now the real boys return. They beg the men to kill them for their infidelity. Don Alfonso, nasty but wise, tells them all to get over themselves. The wedding feast is still good. Each will marry their original partner and live happily ever after. Or will they? Lorenzo da Ponte wrote three libretti for Mozart. He was a Jew who became a Catholic priest, but this in no way curbed his libertine ways. He eventually left Europe, pursued by creditors and outraged husbands, and he landed in New York. He became a professor of Italian at Columbia University and was a greengrocer at his death in 1838 on Upper Broadway yet, at the age of 90. So dissolute and exciting was da Ponte's long life that, as with opera, you just can't make this stuff up. For Classical 101's Opera Abbreviated, I'm Christopher Purdy. And that's the final curtain on this edition of Opera Abbreviated from Classical 101, WOSU Public Media. I'm Christopher Purdy. For more information and for more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.